Anthony, it's never nice to lose to Limerick.
I know, look, it's, I suppose, a bit of a different feeling, obviously, from the All-Ireland semi-final. Look, the idea of this for us was just to kind of, I suppose, kickstart 2019 and kind of have a nice end to 2018. Like, so, look, it's not the end of the world. Like, look, it's, I suppose, look, when you're out there playing, it's the competitive kind of, you know, blood is flowing in you, but look, it's not the end of the world.
It was all goals today. As a goalkeeper, tell us.
Thank God it's not that in the real game. Jesus, not something I'd be a fan of, usually. The game said, it's brilliant, but, like, I'm looking forward to going back when they take a few points from 60 yards out and I get to take a break for a couple of minutes. Enjoyable, or completely enjoyable. I think everyone enjoyed it. All teams enjoyed it. Look, as I said, look, it was just more to come out and be able to play in Fenway Park. It's unbelievable. Like, it's some facility, and the supporters out there are class. But as I said, look, it served its purpose for Cork, and like, it was a good kickstart in competitive games. It's very good teams, and look, we enjoyed it.
The break, I suppose, between the semi-final and the final didn't play to your favour?
No, it's because I actually watched the games last year, and they said the same thing. It's not an excuse. it's not an excuse, but, like, we got a very, very slow start, and that kind of, they built up a gap that we just couldn't close. And look, Limerick are a very good team, obviously. They're All-Ireland champions, and they play very good style. The hurling there, like, so, but I thought the lads fought back very well. It's not ideal, but there's no other way of doing it. Like, so, look, it is, we were delighted to be in the final, like, so we wouldn't use any excuses.
And the format, is there any rules that you would like introduced to maybe improve hurling? Or are you just happy that it's gone back to goals and points?
Look, yeah, I'm delighted about that. Jesus Christ, absolutely thrilled. I think hurling's in a great place. I just think that, look, you wouldn't want to force anything new into that's not needed. Like, if there's something needed, fair enough, but I think hurling's, like, I think the last few championships, and especially last year's one, was fierce exciting. So, look, I don't think there's anything really that you can kind of introduce, because everything you'd introduce would be worse for a goalie. it was great. It was great. It was a cool game, though. Cool to learn the rules. As I said, the fact you played in Fenway Park is unbelievable.
Did you get much of a look around the place? Much of a tour?
We didn't look before, and we got to go out in the field, like, and everyone look around. And as I said, like, playing in front of the American supporters, even listening to National Anthem beforehand, like, it's unbelievable. Like, it's a cool experience. It's a box tick, like, to be able to say you hurled here is incredible. And look, the trip itself has been, like, organised perfectly. It's absolutely brilliant. The Americans love it, like, you know, which is great to see, because hurling is, as I said, is just brilliant. Like,
as a concept, would you be in favour of this continuing over the next few years?
100%. I think any hurler that hasn't experienced this or has experienced this would love to come back. Like, there's a lot of negativity in the media about it, like, with the money spent and everything like that. But, like, you're bridging gaps between, like, you know, a lot of people that have been out of Ireland for a long time. There's a lot of people, like, you know, come up and say, oh, my mother was from Cork, or my father was from Cork, or grandmother, and they love to see us, like, you know, and, like, we love to see it as well. Like, and even the last few days, we got to see a lot of Boston and stuff, that, you know, sporting facilities, which is eye opening, like as you saw yesterday in Boston, Boston College is incredible. Like, so, I 100% agree with it, 100% chat.
And the trip isn't over yet, you're down to New York Tuesday?
Yeah, we're going down. Look, in fairness to John and the county board, look, we've won the last two Munsters, and I suppose we've been unlucky in the semi finals. And if you make a final, you get a holiday and stuff like that. So, county board extended our stay for a couple of days, and I think, look, the lads deserve it 100%. Kind of just, and it's good for bonding, as I said, and a good start for hopefully for 2019.
2019, as you said, you've won Munster twice. I suppose that maybe isn't going to be top of the list for next year.
Look, you can't really tell this stage what the story is like. Look, unfortunately, we lost that in Cadogan last year, so God only knows what will happen, fellas. Like, you know, I suppose the first thing we should do when we get back is just try and get fit again. Like, same old, look, unfortunately, GAA cliches, go back, get fit, approach the Munster League itself, and then see where it goes. You can't look too far. Like, look, every team that's going out there has a good chance of doing something, like, you know. So,
but all the teams just did a little bit of preparation for it, and, you know, had a couple of training sessions. You know, it's our off season at the moment, so, you know, we're not putting the players under any great duress to train. So we just got them used to the format, and they enjoyed it. They played those similar type games anyway in training a lot anyway, so they enjoyed the format. And listen, they're delighted just to be away for a few days as well, and travelling to Boston, meeting up with other players and enjoying themselves as well. It's all part of it.
It must be a great way to finish the year, John. I mean, it's been such a memorable year for you.
Yeah, listen, we've had a great year. Winning today here is just a bonus, you know, let's be honest about it. We were coming here to enjoy ourselves, be part of the occasion, and, you know, get into a different environment. And it's great for the lads, you know, they're young, they love travelling, they love getting out of home and getting on the road. So they've had a great time, they've really enjoyed themselves, and hopefully another couple of days again. Yeah. That's it.
How much thought have you given to next year at this stage?
None whatsoever. No.
100%. Don't mind him.
Are you with me on that one, Johnny?
Don't mind him. Limerick have given next year 100% commitment and thought. I know who's involved. Yeah.
John, he's probably saw out there just a winning mentality that, you know, when you just get into a groove of winning, you know, no matter the preparation, it seems to come to the fore.
Gosh, listen, all the teams, all the players are all very competitive animals. You know, there was a couple of shots there, hit crossbars, grazed posts, you know, some brilliant saves from Anthony Nash, extraordinary saves. And I think the keepers were the stars of the show, to be honest, yesterday. I thought they were extraordinary. Some of the athleticism and the skill, the shot stopping was just top drawer. I take my hat off to them all. They're fantastically brave guys and tough is what I call them. They're the toughest players that there are. So I thought they were brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And this game is ideally suited for them.
The concept overall, John?
Yeah, it's pretty decent. There's a couple of small bits, we'd probably myself, John, would agree. There's a couple of small bits. Maybe the kicking the ball on the ground is a bit of a killer because it makes the rucks last too long and... but that's only a small thing, you know, at the end of the day.
But the idea of getting players and being able to bring them abroad and all that is good.
I think it's great for the lads to get abroad. Absolutely great. You know, a lot of them would have played here before during the summertime, maybe in 2016. A lot of our lads were over after they got beaten in 21s. And they've lots of friends over here, family over here. You know, it's great for them to get out and meet them, you know.
I'm sure there's a lot of Limerick people living here that you've bumped into in the last few
years.
We've met quite a few.
So listen, I think for every Irish person, when four teams come, you know, they just want to go and see a bit of hurling and see top quality hurlers, see all the stars, you know, that they're watching on TV throughout the summer. I think for them it's a great occasion and you know, an excuse for them to get out and meet their friends, their people that they're involved with. That's it. So that's it from me and your lads. Okay,
right. You chair that as well, John.
Just one or two of the rules just need to be tweaked, I would imagine, you know, is what John said there, just the kicking on the ground and, you know, in small rucks and but look, it's an exciting game. It is very mobile and very fast and that, you know. So, you know, we're just delighted to be here and it's a few days for the lads and, you know, competitive game and that, so it's good.
Is it the end of a year or is it the start of the year?
It's the start of the
year. You're just looking ahead.
It's the start of the year and it's to thank the lads for the summer of hurling that we've had and then, you know, to get ready for the start of 2019 and, you know, the Munster Championship is going to be really competitive next year. So, you know, it's all hands on deck, really.
And just looking forward to that. I mean, the system you have this year in Munster, you know, you're going into it now, you're a bit wiser as well. Is there anything you would tweak or change in it?
No, it's just incredible. Four games for supporters and that, and it puts a lot of pressure on players and managers and that, but look, that's the way it is. And, you know, it was a really good format last year, so, you know what I mean? It's on again this year now, and that's it. And, you know, really competitive. Tipperary and Waterford have two new managers and, you know, Clare and Limerick All-Ireland champions, Clare semi-final last year and ourselves. So
it makes the league more important as well, though.
Well, yeah, you really need to find strength and depth and, you know, that's what Limerick showed last year. That was the one key thing, like, when they brought on Shane Dowling and those at the end, like, it really made a difference. So the league will be far more important again this year to, you know, try and find one or two new players again, you know.
What's the timing like coming out here in November?
It's just cold, that's all. Well, it's just getting cold. No, but the timing is right. It's just to finish up the season, really, and then to kickstart the new season because we go back on the 1st of December and, you know, officially and that, and then it's, you know what I mean? It's a way of gelling the gang together and there's a bit of fun and a bit of that, you know what I mean? So, look, it's a bit of a holiday from now on, you know.
Are you in New York the next couple of days?
Yeah, for a few days and thanks to the county board and the sponsors and all that. So, you know, the players deserve a holiday as well, you know.
And how long are you in New York for?
Four days. We're finished on the Friday. Okay. So we're going back on Friday. So that's it, really, you know.
Okay. Just going back to the game there, I listened to Damien Cahillane was saying there in an interview at half time that maybe the gap between games.
I think the same thing happened last year, but if you go back and Limerick had a 21 point start on us, I think something like that. They were, you know, that much ahead, really, you know what I mean? They got a fast start on us and that's what really killed us, you know what I mean? And they were coming through the middle, Keane Lynch was controlling midfield, so look, but we, you know what I mean, it's useful from the point of view of kick-starting next year and that's what we want, really. All right?
Perfect. Thanks, Steph.
Cheers, thanks.